The show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go!
The best of the stuff you know and love, and breaking tracks from your next favorite artist. On air, online, and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
London Live.
What a night to be alive. It is Tuesday, and I'm feeling good, man. Got a cup of tea and a pear. What more could a girl want on a Tuesday night, really? I'm staring down the barrel of 3 hours of musical magic here on Ash London Live. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a show that celebrates one of the greatest forces on the planet, music. I'm joined in studio right now by the very good-looking and talented human beings that help get this show to wear every night. Sexy Vi Vi.
Hello.
What are you looking forward to tonight?
She came in looking absolutely fabulous.
J-Hud.
Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, my. And she had a fidget spinner that matched her fingernails.
And her bra.
And her ring.
Yeah.
She was so cool.
She was amazing. What about you, Drakes?
Harry Styles tickets still, because I'm trying to hustle some, because I can't go to the one in a couple of months. I'm trying to hustle some for next year.
Yeah. It's not very often that we find ourselves trying to get free tickets a year and a half out.
No, yeah. I know.
Such is the power of the Styles. I'm looking forward to both of those things. Plus, every night we've been playing Beat Shazam to see if our listeners can tell us what a song is before Shazam can. And last night, for the first time ever, nobody beat Shazam. So if you are listening tonight going, I'll do it, I can do it, I know all the songs, listen up with the cue to call 131060 so you can beat Shazam and win yourself some sweet, sweet prizes.
The Trending 10 on Ash London Live.
These are 10 tracks from around the world that we have curated perfectly and precisely and personally just for you guys. We have so many charts in the world. There's Billboard and Shazam and Vivo, Weevo, Hebo, Shego, Wego, Together Go, Everyone Go. It's crazy. There's so many amazing options. We've chosen 10 of the very best. And the song that we're going to kick off with actually inspired a dance challenge where people play it. It's called the Unforgettable Dance Challenge. It is from Khloe Kardashian's ex-boyfriend, French Montana. He's teamed up with Swae Lee on this one from Ray Shroomed. The track is called Unforgettable. It's quite a jam. I dig it. Number 10, Ash London Live.
Hey, this is me, Jay Hood, / Jennifer Hudson. I'm on Ash London Live.
I'm very excited to have an incredible little lady here, Jennifer Hudson. Welcome to Ash London Live.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
This is a radio show, so people can't see what you have. You have these amazing headphones. Like, what do you call that? Like, iridescent?
I guess so. And did you notice it matches my nails too?
Yes, you are so together.
I didn't mean to be though. I had no clue. I was like, oh.
The fidget spinner, the amazing, is that an amethyst?
Mm-hmm.
Love heart?
Mm-hmm. Man. I'm all about the heart and purple. It's my favorite color.
Makes sense. The color purple has been a beautiful thing for your life. Oh, and then purple is just generally a good color. Everyone loves bling. So would you just say that you've got your life together and you're living your best life, J-Hut?
You said it best. I cannot come behind that, that's for sure.
So isn't it weird how things happen in life where, for example, you buy a VW Golf and then all of a sudden you see VW Golfs everywhere. So like a couple of days ago, I followed Khloe Kardashian on Instagram and she's talking about this guy, Jamie Miller, and had a clip of him singing and I was like, and then as I'm watching his Instagram, I get an alert come through to say J-Hut is coming in and I'm like, but the voice, and they know each other, the voice, and then it's all like the circle of life is humming.
That's when you know you've been around, because it's funny you said that, because Jamie texted me last night. He's like, I don't know if you saw where the Kardashian posted like my video of me singing and it went viral and this and that. And I'm like, okay. And now you're bringing me up to speed the rest of the way. But Jamie was one of my contestants on the UK Voice, which Team J-Hub won. Now I'm in Australia because my girl Kelly Rowland called me and I was like, okay, I'm come through. And now I'm here with you guys for, you know, the Australian Voice. And so it's just like a full circle.
Yeah.
Everywhere I turn.
Right. The universe is going, yep.
Must be my time.
I love pop music, obviously. We are surrounded by it. We get 3 hours a night. We get to play urban, pop, whatever popular music is, we're ingrained in it. But I have this thing where I don't think there are enough kick-ass female vocalists anymore. I feel like you're one of few, and there's people like Tori Kelly who are like flawless.
We did the movie Singing Together.
Okay. Yes. Which I loved. I saw it twice. I wish there was more singing. I'm like, it's the word they're singing. More singing. And I remember growing up, we had people like Whitney, and we had like Mariah and Celine Dion, and these
don't forget
vocalists.
Tony Braxton.
But now I think maybe it's the way production's going, which means like producers are kind of kings now. It's more EDM, which is cool, and I love it. But I miss hearing huge ballads sung by singers on the radio.
I miss it too.
Yes.
I feel like people at this day and age want to just sing about themselves,
yes,
and then they just want to dance about themselves. No one wants to feel. Yeah. No one wants to think. You know, and I think we're like distant from our emotions, and ballads bring out feelings that people don't necessarily want to tap into.
It's true.
Today, you know?
But that's what the world needs now. We need people to like feel emotions and talk about it and properly connect.
Thank you for
and actually
that.
Like go deeper than drop the booty to the floor, which I do love.
You know, it's
there's
okay.
There's a time and place.
It is.
Well, you've brought up a good point because one of my favorite ballads that's been on the radio was Rag and Bone Man Human out of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that co-wrote that song co-wrote your new single, Remember Me.
Jamie Harmon.
It's a jam.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful song. And you nailed that performance on the voice.
You.
Looking good, sounding good, so confident. How did this single come about? How did you and Jamie like cross paths?
Well, I'm now with Epic Records, and the process for this project of my album, my fourth album, I think it is, it's just very organic. It's very different. And Jamie was, you know, he's an artist in his own right, as well as a songwriter. And we got together and we just instantly vibed. He had this hook, said, "Do you remember me?" In those moments just before you sleep. And he was like, "If you like this hook, I want to go from there and develop something." And I fell in love with it. And from there, everything just started to build. And that's where Remember Me came from. And ever since, we've been working together and we're still working.
I love that.
Even more music and ballads. Like, I got this song called Burn Down that's really heartfelt. And then you got those songs that you can groove to, too.
Yeah.
But it's still, the bass is still music. And that's the amazing part of working with someone that's a musician and an artist as well, versus working with just producers.
Yeah. Hey, stick around, J-Hud. We're going to speak to you next. Don't go anywhere. You can just put it to the fidget spinner. But in the meantime, let's get Justin Bieber and David Guerra on the show. This is To You on Nash on the Live. No
limit in the sky. Hey, this is me, J-Hud / Jennifer Hudson. I'm on Ash London Live.
We are still hanging out with Jennifer Hudson, and you really have done so much.
Thank you.
This is not a case of you did a couple albums that did well. You have like dominated in so many areas.
Thank
in
you.
Acting, in screen, in stage. It's ridiculous.
Thank you.
And you managed to do all that at such a young age. Oh. So you say now, and you can actually say it, you know, with guts, is that I have achieved my dreams.
Yeah.
Where do you go now? How do you go? Like, you always have to set goals for yourself, or is it a case of now I can just take it day by day and see where this path takes me?
You know what? That's hard to determine and say, because you just never know what's coming. Like right now, I'm like, geez, I would have thought everything would have been slowed down by now. But it seems like, at times I feel like, did the world just discover Jennifer Hudson? Like, hello, guys. I've been here 15 years. But like, okay, I'm here. I'm there. I'm everywhere. But because I love what I do, it's more about that. It's
like,
I love music. I love performing. I love, you know, every form of a stage I've ever been on. And I just love the craft. So it's more about just enjoying it and being able to do it. And for me, that's all it's really about, is to be able to do what I love to do.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now you're in an amazing position where you're getting to mentor young artists on The Voice.
Yeah.
I would imagine you have so much advice to give, because it has been a long journey for you. And you started like these kids started. You know what I mean? And I guess the advice is different for everyone, but what for you is the one overarching thing that you want to impart into these young performers that you hope they actually take a hold of?
Oh, it's so many things. But most of all, it's just like, know that you have the prize. And it's good to be able to go on shows like this, like The Voice and all the other outlets that's out there that I won't mention. But but use that platform and learn from it.
Yeah.
And apply it to whatever you're trying to get to, you know, because the prize is your talent. You know, and just because maybe they say no here or there, that doesn't stop anything. And I feel like a lot of people give up because, oh, I didn't win that title. Who said you had to win that title? I didn't win it either.
You
did. So what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but it's a matter of what you value and what you want. And you have to go for that. And you have to trust that and believe that.
Amazing.
And so I hope that I can continue to instill that in the contestants. And I try to speak from my experience to be able to teach them everything that I've learned from my experience that hopefully will help them.
Yeah. And it shows the power of a journey because I think this idea of immediacy is so prevalent now that we want things now and we want success now. And like people always say to me, I want to be a radio person, so I'm going to move to Sydney and get a manager. I'm like,
doesn't work.
No, I had a degree and then I had to work for nothing. And that I was poor for like my whole 20s. And it was 10 years before I finally felt like I had begun to arrive.
That is true.
So I think there's so much power in that and having that and going, no, it wasn't something that just happened for me, but it was something that I had to like work for. Yeah. And I think, you know, I don't want to sound old, my kids these days, but it is a bit of a case of kids these days. Like we need to understand how much better it feels when you actually have to wait and work.
Wait and work. And that's when you can appreciate it more. And then another thing, like, I always like to remind people, no one's going to chase your dreams for you.
Hell no.
You know what I mean? That's up to you, you know? So you have to go after that. Like, sometimes, you know, living in the day age we live in, because everybody wants things fast food, they don't realize the process that it takes to last, to be there, to achieve a dream and, you know, things like that.
Amazing. Well, I feel inspired, Jay Hud. I don't know about you boys and stay with me, but I'm chasing my dream. I'm out of here. I want to be a florist. I want to be a
lady. Oh, my God. Now, that's going to take work now. Come on back here. You got to do more to throw some paper on the floor.
So dramatic. Jennifer Hudson, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come in and chat with us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Ash London, live.